Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm so glad you could join us. We have a really exciting show. I hope you enjoyed last week's show as much as I did. It was really interesting. Our guest was Rebecca Hardcastle, and she's actually, she talked about exoconsciousness, which is sort of the study of extraterrestrial relations and how they are affecting our human consciousness. And boy, she had some really interesting things to say. Apparently, and I agree with her actually, the extraterrestrial presence on our planet is becoming more pervasive, it's increasing, and it's basically waking people up to a whole new reality, and we're all going to have to face the fact that we are joining a cosmic community very soon. So it was a really interesting show. If you didn't get a chance to catch it, it is on the BBS website archives, as are all the shows, so check it out. I think you'll find it very interesting. I certainly did. But tonight, we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction. We've been talking about UFOs for, let me see, good 3-4 weeks now, so I thought I'd take it into a slightly different, more paranormal direction. And in fact, tonight's subject is a subject that we haven't really explored very much in this show at all. But I have to tell you, each time I have done a show on this subject, it has proved to be really popular and generating calls and emails. So here we are again, and we're going to be talking about astrology. That's right, astrology. And I'm not a big, huge believer in it, but you know what? I'm open-minded enough to know that there is something to it, and I'll tell you why a little bit later. But our guest tonight is Joan King. She's a professional astrologer and has been doing this for quite some time and is making quite a name for herself in this field. And tonight, we're going to be talking about, in particular, an astrological comparison chart between Barack Obama's natal chart and the astrological chart of the signing of the U.S. Constitution. Now, does that not sound interesting? Fascinating. And in one of those weird coincidences, just an hour before the show, someone sent me an email detailing Barack Obama's astrology chart. And this has nothing to do with our guest. It was just a pure coincidence, one of those weird ways that the universe kind of works for you. So I read up on that, and wow, you know, this should be quite an interesting discussion. So we're really in for quite a treat as we talk to our guest tonight, whose name, again, is Joan King, professional astrologer. Joan, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you, Preston, and yes, I think we have quite a bit to talk about tonight. I'm very impressed that someone actually did send you in his chart. It is absolutely fascinating.
I couldn't believe it.
Believe it? This guy is quite sincere. I mean, he is the real deal. He really has his heart completely into what he is doing. I have done three things, however. I have taken Barack's chart, I have taken the chart of the U.S. Constitution, the writing and signing of the U.S. Constitution, I've done a comparison chart, I have also taken the chart of the when we won the War of Independence, which is the 4th of July, and
right.
I have made a comparison between that chart and Obama's chart and done a progress chart over the next few months to see how things are likely to work out with him and the whole U.S. situation. So we have quite a bit to talk about this evening.
It sounds like we do, yeah. You know, as I said, I was skeptical of astrology for a long time and still am a little bit, but I saw this show on TV once in which a bunch of people were given a chart of somebody they did not know. Mm-hmm. And unknown to them, this person was a serial murderer,
a very bad man.
And most of the astrologers were able to pick up on that and actually said it, you know, this guy looks, he's a murderer.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, wow, you know, there's obviously something to this. And, of course, since then, I've talked to other astrologers, and many of them are really quite amazing in their ability to, you know, identify people and their traits
well,
and so on.
Well, if you would look at it, actually, and you would notice that the tides really are affected by the gravitational pull of the moon. And this is greatly simplifying it. And you understand that the stars also have a gravitational effect on the Earth. Then that does have a little to do with how people will react, considering that our bodies are mostly water. That's one way of putting it. There's a lot more to it that's oversimplifying it, but it helps some people to understand how things are affected, especially as, you know, when Mercury goes into retrograde, things tend to break down, and that tends to be universal.
Right. Well, it certainly is an ancient science as well. I mean, it's one of the earliest sciences. Is that right?
That is true. That is true. Yeah, it goes back thousands of years.
So before we actually start talking about your research into this particular area, how did you get involved in astrology?
I grew up with it, actually. I know this sounds odd. My mother and grandmother read palms and tea leaves, not professionally. It was something that was in our family, and astrology was a part of this. Now, they never took money for it. It was something they just did to help out in the community. And, of course, they grew up in a time when women didn't work. The men in my family were mostly attorneys way back. So it's something that I grew up with. And now, of course, it reached the point in my life where so many people were coming. It was taking over my life. So many people were coming to me for advice that I ended up having to charge for it other than, you know, not having a life. So,
right.
Astrology is something that's been in my family for a long time.
How interesting. You're lucky. You know, I was skeptical. My family was not really into the paranormal, so it came as quite a shock to me when I found out all this stuff is real. It totally changed my life.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Now, how did you start doing research into this particular area? Because, I mean, a lot of people are talking about Barack Obama and
Of course, it was the first thing I did. Research it was the moment that, you know, the elections hit. It was, okay, let's check this out. there was no question about it. Let's see where this guy is coming from. Okay. So, you know, it wasn't even a no-brainer for me to go ahead and just run up a chart very quickly and go, wow, this guy's pretty good. You know, I'm impressed. And what's even more impressive is, if you take the chart of the Constitution and you take Obama's chart, you're going to find that they both have a Venus in Cancer. Now, if anybody understands astrology, they will understand that this means the utmost in sincerity, the utmost in loyalty. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, this man is not only loyal to his wife, he's loyal to his country, he's loyal to his cause, but the Constitution itself, it was written with great intentions. And when you see that there's this comparison here, the intentions are, they coincide. You know, he really is trying to uphold an ideal. So, to me, you know, I'm amazed. However, we all know that we're facing trying times.
Right. There's
no question about that. And, of course, in my business, and you know, I'm hit with these questions all the time. Okay, what's going to happen? Well, we all know we have a choice in some matters. Right now, you can see there's massive unemployment. There's all kinds of economic problems, and this man has taken on a load. And he really is trying to make some changes. He is facing a huge, huge challenge here. And when you get just with the comparison charts here, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you know, this man is trying to uphold the Constitution. He is in many ways, you know, sympathetic. He's trying to do the right thing, as is when you look at the chart of the Constitution. Yes, but there is a point here where, unfortunately, as humanitarian as Obama is, and as humanitarian as the Constitution may be, he may have to make some changes. And it may be that he feels he has no choice. And I have a feeling it has to do with some of the economic situations that we're dealing with.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Well,
now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you're right. I mean, it certainly is a challenging time, but from what I'm reading of this chart of the email that sent to me and what you're saying, he was perfectly suited to face this challenge.
Yes, I believe so.
And it's interesting because the time the Constitution was written, that was also a very challenging time.
Yes.
For the country, right?
Very, very challenging.
So there's definitely a parallel there as well.
There's a very strong parallel here, and it's true. And for the most part, when you're looking at this, you're saying, as I said before, if you're looking at its chart and the interpretation, and again, it's all subject to interpretation given to you, it's probably similar to mine in that, you know, this man is very sincere. This is a good person. You know, he's very self-sacrificing, and he's working for a higher cause. And
right.
So is the intention with the Constitution. And yes, he is very much set to meet this challenge. I don't think we're going to fall into massive depression. I don't think we're going to fall apart, regardless of what we're hearing in terms of doom and gloom. I think that we are going into an era where the consciousness is having to shift. And that may be a good thing. However, it's going to be necessary for some changes to be made, and it may be at some point where it is almost at a point, and I'm going to tell you what I have done with the Progress Church is I'm looking at June to July, he's going to be facing some serious challenges.
Okay.
Everything that, right now, okay, he's got his package put through, okay? He's done what he can do right now. June, July is when you're going to hear a lot of people saying, okay, but what's happening? Why aren't things changing now? Why isn't everything better? And, of course, we understand that it takes time. And this is when you're going to see what this man is made of. This is when he's going to have to stand up and say, okay, hey, you know, we're all going to have to hunker down. We're all going to have to make some sacrifices here. I feel that he is fully capable of bringing in policies that will help us, but we're going to have to help ourselves as well. And there's a point here where it's interesting where it says, you know, Mercury is in opposition to the Saturn in terms of the Constitution, and it says that, you know, there is going to be a potential for restrictions. There is going to be some disagreements. He may have to make a few changes that some may not be too happy about. There may be some restrictions. Now, that may not be the masses. That may actually be what we're seeing with the corporate structures right now. A lot of people are unhappy. Look, all these bailouts, and these people are off partying on our tax dollars after they got bailed out. There's a problem there, okay?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So he may be actually having to find some interesting ways of getting around the set laws to say, hey, no, you know, There's a wastefulness here, and, oh, you know, this is going to have to change. And some individuals may be saying, well, this is unconstitutional.
Oh, interesting.
So you may find that he is actually, although this man very much believes in the Constitution, he may be having to make some changes just for the greater good of the American people. And around June, July, you may be seeing a lot of people kicking and screaming, saying, no, wait, this isn't the way it's supposed to be.
Well, the Constitution, I mean, as great as it is, people have to remember that when it was written, I mean, women didn't have any rights and slavery, and oh, my gosh, you know, it wasn't a perfect world.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean? As good as it was, it's definitely always room for improvement in everything, I think.
That is true.
The chart that I was sent on email, it doesn't say who wrote it.
Okay.
It's echoing pretty much everything you're saying. It says right here, Venus in Cancer gives him a strong desire to create unity and focus on commonalities rather than differences. which has been his whole message from the beginning. And that certainly will be helpful if we have to change the Constitution or anything like that. He says he's a Leo, right?
Yeah, he is.
No.
He's a Sun in Leo, Moon in Gemini, and a Mercury in Leo, which means he's a great communicator, which we all know, of course.
Right. Well, he's probably the best we've had in presidentially, at least for a while, huh?
A long time. And it's interesting because with our Constitution, they have a Sun, Moon, and Mercury in Capricorn, which is very Earth, very active, very proactive. So, well, it served us well, and he's definitely trying to work with it. You know, he's doing a lot, and it's very interesting. And here it is Venus is, of course, in conjunction with his Venus, and it says strong, you know, they have the same values. He shares those same values. It's great. Again, you know, it's like he really believes in it. This is great. But here it is. He's going to be very critical of excess and waste. Okay, and that's what he's trying to focus on. Is, you know, he's just given us a lot. He really has. Or he's given those who he expected to give us a lot. And what you're seeing is that the parties that be that still hold that money that should be trickling down to the rest of us or should be going towards major change such as, you know, improving the environment, maybe making more environment-friendly automobiles, environment-friendly housing, they haven't got it yet. They haven't changed in their attitude. And so he's handed this over, and now he's having to sit back and say, okay, wait a minute, we're going to have to change some laws because you're not handling this right. And, you know, here it is, and it's saying that he's going to have a problem with the excess. And, of course, here in the Constitution, it's, okay, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of... You know, it's a democracy, and it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a sobering effect, and it has to do with his Mars aspecting where Neptune is, okay?
All right.
It's the U.S. is Neptune in conjunct with Obama's Mars, and that's going to be, okay, at first this great honeymoon effect and then a sobering up of, oh my gosh, okay, here's a problem. What do we do? And having to look at the motivations behind what is going on with the rest of the U.S. or with what, how we do things. Things are, it's going to be necessary to make some changes, and not necessarily in, it will affect the small man. Of course, a lot of people who are out of work, naturally that's going to affect them, but the powers that be, those who are holding the cash right now that have just been handed to them. So, this man is, you know, he's done some great things already, but he's going to have to turn around, and it looks like he's going to have to take a very strong hand, and you're going to see June, July, August, there's going to be some kicking and screaming.
Well, he's a Leo, so that's a kingly, you know, a ruling sign, right?
Definitely. No, this is a very strong person. Here, he's got, what is it, two grand trines here, a T-square, two T-squares. This man has some amazing, I mean, just amazing aspects. I don't know if they sent that to you. Did they mention the T-squares in his chart?
It's a big, long article, and I don't know that they might have. I don't remember.
this man has some, okay, a grand trine is, and his, I believe, is in air, and which is to do with communication, you know, a great communicator, but he also has two T-squares, one focal point, his moon, and actually one of the trine is also his focal point, is his moon. Which is interesting with the Constitution, because there's also a T-square in the Constitution, and the focal point is the moon, okay? Now, their moon is in, his moon is in Gemini, okay, and their moon is in Capricorn. So one is in Earth and one is in Air. But the point is, this, it shows a lot of power and a lot of strength there. And also it shows a karmic, sometimes it means karmic good luck, but in this case, with those aspects, it's a natural leadership. It's karmically meant to lead. And if you look at it, you just go, okay, yeah, this man was meant to lead. This is great. But he's also meant to face some great challenges and make some great sacrifices. And I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing that soon. There's going to be some controversy. And he's going to have to stand very strong because people are going to use this, I have a feeling, use the Constitution against him. And it's not the small man. It's the powers that be that, you know, have access to the money, the cash that he's just handed them.
Yeah, this article here is saying the exact same thing. It says he is directed towards progressive change and can't help but shaking things up. He feels driven to challenge the mainstream of society and upset the status quo.
And that it's a necessity. I mean, look at the Bush administration. They weren't really facing the fact of global warming. You know, they left us with a huge mess, a horrible mess, which he has to come and clean up. And to clean up this mess, it's going to take a lot of shaking up. And a lot of people aren't going to be comfortable with that. Right now, of course, a lot of people are uncomfortable because I'm seeing right and left people out of work. I mean, you know, we are seeing it, I'm seeing it. It's there, it's obvious. And then you're seeing, again, as we said, this incredible excess. You know, with the okay, what did you fly in here on your corporate jet? We just handed you bailout money. What's going on? You know.
So,
I have a feeling that he is going to be bringing in some new technologies. He's really going to attempt to make sure some of that funding goes towards new technologies. And you know, the problem is that some of these individuals or these corporate, they're used to doing things a certain way, and he's going to have to enact laws. It's going to be a challenge to the Constitution for him to make these changes happen. And that's where things can be twisted around, and he's going to have to be very, very strong with this. And that's where I'm saying it's going to be very interesting coming June, July, August, where by then you're not going to see brand new jobs. You're going to be seeing some jobs come through, but you're still going to see people suffering, and those who don't want to make this change are going to be pointing the finger and fighting back, saying, you know, no, wait, this is against our constitutional rights. We don't have to do this. We don't have to make this change. We want to hold on to our cash. And there is likely to be a big challenge. And he is a strong enough man to face this, but I do see some controversy coming.
All right. Well, so, it's interesting how influential, I mean, this guy is. And I mean, you do his chart and you're telling us all this stuff, and it's not only his chart in a way, I mean, it affects all of us because
of course.
He is such an influential man. And, you know, what's really interesting is people seem to almost predicted that he would be president. In 2005, Time magazine named him one of the most influential people in the world, as well as did a British Statesman magazine listing him as one of 10 people who could change the world.
Wow.
And, you know, what's really interesting is my father, who I have to tell you is skeptical of all this stuff, said, you know, way before he was ever running for president that Barack Obama should run for president and he would win if he did.
Wow. Amazing.
It is amazing. So this man is, you know, I would assume it says in his chart that he was destined for.
Yes, it is. He's got the hand of, they call it the finger of God. And, you know, this is why I was saying, did you notice the T-squares and the grand trines?
Right.
You know, it's there. It is in his chart. Speaking, when you were talking about this, a funny story, one of my friends from Austria called me the day after the elections and said, do you know, it is on the headline of our paper, Barack Obama saves the world. And I just laughing. You know? So the Austrians are already behind him.
Wow. All right, we're placing a lot onto this guy.
There's a lot, I'm sorry, we're getting a feedback. There's a lot on his shoulders, but you know what? I feel he's fully equipped to handle it. He definitely is, but there will be some controversy. Prepare yourself.
Well, what about the whole controversy with the election and, I mean, and Hillary Clinton? And did you, I don't suppose you did her chart as well to see.
No, I did not do Hillary's chart, to be perfectly honest. I was expecting Obama to win. Quite a few of us who were in psychic or astrology were expecting this to happen. With me, it was purely instinctual, but no, I expected him to win. So I have not really done a chart on Clinton herself at all. I admire her. I think she's a great person.
There probably would be quite a number of similarities between her and him, considering they both traveled that same path so far.
Well, that would be a subject for another show. I would have to work on a chart.
It does take some time.
No, that's a subject for a subject for another show entirely. And again, foreign policy, that definitely is a big issue. Right now, I'm looking at policy within the U.S., what's happening now. I'm looking at things economically. That seems to be the concern that is I'm getting the most. You know, I have a website where people can email me a free question, and I'm amazed at just recently how many questions I'm getting on when am I going to find a job, you know, what is happening with my career. That seems to be a major concern right now. So that is what I focused on when I was doing these charts here of what's happening with us. Now, of course, we know a lot is happening in Afghanistan. And, again, I'm sure there's some controversy that's going to come up over that as well.
Oh, no doubt.
But what I'm seeing right now is the biggest controversy coming up in the immediate future, and I'm looking at June, July, and August has to do with the excess right now within our country and the changes that are going to be made there. You know, and we know he's trying to make things a little more eco-friendly, you know, ecologically sound. And again, I feel that all of us are for it. It's just a matter of, okay, how do we direct the funding? Who gets it? You know, how do we make this happen? And he is going to have to be very strong in picking and choosing, and it may be that, you know, there's some delegation going on in which will be challenged. And it will be that, okay, this is unconstitutional, and I'm seeing this. It's like he really believes in the Constitution. Those two, you know, are very compatible to a point, and then all of a sudden it says, okay, he may have to force things to move forward. And literally, this is what it's saying. For things to move forward, you know, he's trying to empower what the Constitution is about, but for things to move forward, he may have to create some restrictions. Now, it also says that he will be focusing on some philanthropic projects, you know, trying to help things, progress, okay, but the problem is that he may have to create some restrictions as well. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Well, I think he'll do well. And, you know, he's like the first politician that I feel like I actually believe the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's truly sincere.
That actually comes out in his chart, that he is completely honest. He believes what he says, and he you know, his actions follow his words. This man is the real deal, as far as the astrologers are concerned, or as I am concerned, seeing his chart. He's an honest person, and he's very self-sacrificing.
Well,
there's not a selfish bone in this man's body. Not
very,
at all.
Very interesting, very interesting. Well, everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and tonight we are talking about astrology, Barack Obama, and the U.S. Constitution, and all the commonalities between them, and why Barack Obama's chart is just amazingly suited for the challenges that he is facing today, that all of us, for that matter, are facing today. And I want to remind you all that this is a call-in show, and we'd love to hear from you if you have a question for our guest or a comment or you'd like to share a story of your own. We would definitely love to hear from you. I'm going to give up the toll-free number right now. It's 888-228-4494. I'll repeat that one more time in case you didn't have your pen, so grab your pen right now. Here comes the number one more time, 888-228-4494. And again, we're talking with professional astrologer Joan King. And she does have a website if you want to check it out after this show. You can get a lot more information about what we're talking about. It's www.psychicwindow.com. That's all one word, www.psychicwindow.com. And she has generously offered to answer one free question via email. So check it out. I think you might find it very interesting. And now, Joan, another reason I think I am convinced about this whole astrology thing, I mean, beyond what you're telling me right now, is another time I was watching, I do a lot of UFO research, right? And there was some research done into people who are having UFO experiences, and do their charts reflect this?
Wow.
And sure enough, they do. It seems that very major abduction events or UFO events in people's lives do appear on people's charts.
Amazing.
So,
amazing.
It's a very useful tool, isn't it? I mean, in so many different ways.
It is very useful, and it will tell you quite a bit about a person. While you were talking, I came up with something interesting again. I'm looking at, the Constitution's sun is in sextile with Obama's Pluto. And
right. This
says, basically, it goes radical transformation as
wow.
a part of his relationship. with the Constitution, with empowerment and growth, okay? So I thought that was quite amusing. But now we're talking about UFOs and abductions. That will come up in a person's chart. That is true. I've never put it as UFOs, but you can see where a person has been abducted, where a person has been displaced in some way. A person who's been abused in some way, those things will definitely come up in a chart. So it's quite fascinating that you would bring that up.
Well, it's one of those weird clues, that makes me think, wow, astrology is, not what I thought it was.
Well,
there's
definitely
something to it.
It just depends, if what you think it is. And there's a science behind what people used to call magic, now we know is science. And again, what we didn't know about radio waves or microwaves before, and now they're there. So there are forces that act upon us, as that, we still haven't completely discovered or understand. But they are there. And for me, through astrology, I have seen this over and over in my experiences where I can just talk to a person having never met them and say, hey, this is what's going on. And I go, how do you know that? And it will come up in their chart. So, I can understand, someone was abducted. Someone was, abused. It'll come up. And I don't know if you consider abduction abuse or not. I think that's all relative.
Depends on the person
and how
experience.
What their experience was or how they were treated, that would come up as well. Let's see. What else we have here that's very interesting?
What's interesting about the Constitution and Barack Obama is, I mean, at the time the Constitution was written, he could not have even become president.
No.
Right? I mean, because he's a black man. So the fact that he's black or, you know, African-American is really a integral part of this whole change thing, I think, that we're seeing.
Well, it's very funny. It's very funny that it part of it says all men were created equal, and when you put their charts together, it literally comes up as, you know, it comes up as a lot of integration. You know, ideals are finally being realized, the realization of ideals, and it's taken all this time for those ideals to be realized, and literally, this is how it translates. So. And that was the good stuff. That was the stuff I skipped over because, of course, I went straight for the controversy. But here it says, a nurturing, supportive relationship with for success, and you know, it's the achievements and mutual alignment, you know, for goals and reaching towards business and security, things being businesses being, you know, for business for. Security, family-oriented here, good communication, supportive and career goals. It's just quite amusing when you look at it. It says, okay, Mercury, U.S. Mercury and sextile with Obama's Mars. It's great support for partnerships of progress, for the progress of the two in a partnership.
Wow.
So, you know, it says, okay, this is very good, but it also says rapid changes and forceful expression of ideas. You know, so it says that the U.S. provides direction, and but he shares the communication sales, okay, you know, and there'll be a lot of response. And again, good partnership. I actually did it as a relationship chart. It's very funny. And then you go, you know, great energy, zeal, and oh, it's very dynamic, you know, work together, just like achieving this great goal, but then radical change. Okay, here's humanitarian, cultural, you know, wonderful, and then it says erratic experiences. And it simply will not always be able to connect, communication breakdown, you know. It could be a lot of, it can be very, it's just extreme. It's very extreme. So it starts out as being great, 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 and just wonderful together. You know, he is, and yes, it's one is realizing the goal of another. It's taken this long, but something is going to have to change. And it's going to be extreme, and yet I see this man as being extremely honest. So it may be, you know, I'm hearing people who are worried, oh, we're going to go under martial law, something's going to happen, we're going to become socialized. I don't think he's going to do that. I think he is going to be quite brilliant in the changes he has to make. I think the concern is going to be that it could be abused by someone who's not as honest as he is.
Right.
So, but it says here again, he's trying to stop waste and excess. Okay? And the objective between you two, okay, between the U.S. and Obama is to stop waste and excess. He's trying to pull back on the excess, which has been a problem, as we know. It caused quite a bit of our problem.
It's about time that someone does do that because it's just outrageous.
It is
destroying
our environment and our economy, and you know, I think they're setting a wonderful example. If you look at the two of them, you know, it's just the example that they're trying to set is no, we're not being excessive, you know. It just even to the point where she was explaining where she bought her children's clothes, and you know it was like no, we go for you know the middle of the road, something a little less expensive. And I thought, okay, good, you know, They're not being outrageous here.
Right.
You know? And here it is. He's Obama is like trying to be very sensitive to the needs of the Constitution. This is quite funny when you look at this. You know, higher motivations. Jupiter's trine, his Neptune. You know, it's very, all of this, the words I'm not using here, which, you know, go along with this, are very spiritual. And you're going to see this over and over again, you know, when I come up. This man is very spiritual. He really does believe in a higher power. You know, I think he's being very careful about what he says, but, you know, it keeps coming up in his chart. It's coming up in this comparison chart. He really is trying to do the right thing, and I think he will. I think he's going to be very, very strong and have to be very strong. But there is going to be some
Well, it can't all
conflict.
Be easy.
No.
You know, and, I mean, like you say, I mean, does this chart say that he will be successful in his endeavors?
I think he's very likely to be successful. There's going to be some conflict. There are some adversaries here, and that's what's coming up, okay? And silent adversaries. You're going to see some a manipulation in the background that's going to be very frustrating because he's a very open person. He's just, okay, here, I'm laying it out on the table. You know, you judge me for who I am. And there's going to be some sneakiness here, and it's going to come around in some pretty nasty ways. And you're going to start seeing this coming up June, July, August, but it's going to go on. Now, again, here's the thing. I believe in free will. And so I generally don't tell people what they will or they won't do. I tell them what they have to work with. And I'm seeing that with what this man has to work with. He has a great challenge in front of him. I am willing to bet that he will be successful. However, I tend to tell people not to be overconfident because that's always a mistake. And with what he's facing some major greed. Some of these individuals he's facing with, they don't care what happens to the rest of us, and we should have figured that out by now. I mean, look where we are and look how we got here. You know?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head. It's the greed of all these people who are, look, the whole housing crisis followed by the banking crisis, and they took all that stimulus money, and where did it go? I mean, the greed is unbelievable, and that has to stop. I think he's the man to do it, like you say. Now, what about what's your speculations as far as a second term? And I mean, how long does he have to?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I have a feeling that this man absolutely a second term. Yes, I do. He's going to be fighting a tough battle, a very tough battle, and I really don't see much competition there. I do see that he's going to be fighting the greed pretty early on, and, you know, it's going to be a tough battle pretty early on. But in terms of a second term, I do feel that he will be serving a second term. I think it's going to take that much to get us on the right track. The word that I want to say is environmentally. It's not just economically, but environmentally. He's pointing us in the right direction, which, you know, Bush, we don't even want to talk about him anymore. Let's not mention that. But, you know, we weren't really, most of the people were behind that, but the powers that be weren't. Okay, environmentally, there's a lot that needs to be done. Economically, there's a lot that needs to be done, and he is definitely on to that. He is working hard to put out those fires. But in terms of the environment, you know, it's a big issue. And
it's so important.
It's very important. and he's paying attention to it. So some of that money, some of that attention, some of the whole just the consciousness of the people are being directed to, hey, you know, we need to start conserving. We need to start working on this. We need to start building more environmentally friendly vehicles, using alternative energy. It's the right idea, but it's going to take a second term to get us there and to get the mind of the people. Because right now, I think a lot of people are feeling helpless. They don't know what to do. And
right.
Once he has it set to, okay, this is what we can do, and those forces that are in great opposition because they have a lot to lose by are being less consumptive, need to be moved out of the way. And, of course, you're always going to have greed. It's always going to be there. But if it's redirected in a way where, okay, the money's going over here, you know, just something that's just a little more, makes more sense than self-destructing, then you're going to see things going in a more positive direction. So just from here with him and the Constitution, yeah, there's going to be some changes. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be some controversy, but I do feel there will definitely be a second term. And
well, I love what you're saying, you know, because I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but we are, in fact, going through a constitutional crisis with the whole UFO cover-up.
Really?
And some part of the secret government has taken control of a lot of technology, and there's a black budget, and that's where all our money is going, into projects that we don't even know about. The majority of 80-90% of the budget goes to black projects. And there's an enormous amount of buzz on the Internet about Barack Obama and revealing government secrets, or, you know, releasing, rather, government secrets in regards to UFOs and the technology that we have. And if we could get this technology that we have in our possession, this ET technology, released, it would not only solve the energy crisis and the economic crisis, it would also save the environment, because we wouldn't have to burn fossil fuels. And the buzz on the Internet is that Barack Obama is the man to get this stuff released and to end the UFO cover-up. And from what you're saying, I mean, it echoes right along with his chart, right?
Right. Now, wasn't it true, who was it, President Carter who wanted to have the, was it the Area 54?
Yeah.
And the CIA, was it Bush or one of the Bushes who said no, refused to give it to him? Who was that?
Right.
Yeah, that they refused to give that information over.
Exactly. Yeah, Bush was the head of the CIA
at that time,
and
they wouldn't give it. They wouldn't give it to the president even that information. So, yeah.
That's why I think what you're talking about now, having the Constitution changed. This is where Barack Obama is facing an enormous challenge as well. Is you know, this constitutional crisis that we're having that a lot of people aren't even aware is going on. So the Constitution does need to be changed. I think you're right about that, and I think he's going to have to do it if we're going to survive. Literally, this is, you know, a life-or-death issue with this global warming going on. I mean, how many more years can we burn fossil fuels?
Not many at all. You know,
so he could actually totally transform our country completely. Barack.
Yeah, that is the plan. And from what I'm seeing, you know, he definitely is the man to do it. And there does is a plan behind it. It's going to be, I think he knows what he's up against. And I think that in some ways he's having to keep silent because he knows where his opposition is coming from. And it's going to be difficult. And we know it. You know, we're right now based in, you know, on an oil dependent country, and what is it doing? It's destroying our environment right now. And you're right about these technologies. There are technologies out there that have been suppressed, and yet you'll see them on the internet. You'll see them actually, you know, people will have them in their garage and say, "Hey, no, you know, I've been using this for a while," And what you're saying about the UFO technology, I've actually heard that I think that was actually a matter of fact, that, you know, when they asked for, one of the presidents asked for, no, I want this information, they said, no, you know, and I believe that was when Bush was the president, or was the head of the CIA. It was Bush Sr., and, well, you know, big oil family. There you go.
Well, that's why I'm so excited. I mean, Barack keeps talking about transparency in government, and he's definitely got that sincerity vibe about him. That comes through really strong.
Yeah, so, and that's very much in his chart. Very, very much. So there is hope, and that's the good news. But I am preparing for controversy and fear, and, you know, I just want to warn your listeners is that, you know, when the controversy comes, a lot of people are saying, oh, my gosh, we're going to be moving towards socialism. Oh no. I'm more inclined to trust in Obama's policy than the fearmongers here, because I see an agenda, and that agenda is to keep us dependent on energies and technologies that are, you know, putting money in somebody else's pocket and are leaving a lot of Americans in a very bad position. And I think Obama is trying very, very hard to change that situation. But to do that, he will need to make some changes in the Constitution or what were considered constitutional rights. And that's exactly what you said, transparency in government, right there. You hit the nail on the head. You know?
Well, he's also talking a lot about health care, and, I mean, he's determined. He told us, this is a direct quote, saying that he's absolutely determined that by the end of the first term of the next president, which is him, we should have universal health care in this country. So that would probably be, you know, one of the avenues he'd take, which would involve, you know, changes to the Constitution, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But thank goodness.
Right?
Thank goodness. There's so many people out of work right now. There are a lot of people there who do not have health insurance. And I think to do with certain types of research that weren't allowed in the past, I think it's important to put money into healthcare research as well, which also creates jobs. But also, you know, I think there were a lot of restrictions that were put on that were detrimental in many ways. So, you know, that was one of the things that has been said over and over again, and that I'm seeing is healthcare is going to be one of the good careers in the future, whereas right now, oh, yes, what a mess.
Oh, gosh, I know several nurses who just can't work there. They have to quit because there's just too much put on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Healthcare is definitely a mess.
It is a mess, and, you know, it's difficult for many people to get at this point. But not only that, the doctors, they have 15 minutes to make a diagnosis, and just to make, you know, ends meet. As, from what I'm hearing from them, it's like, no, I can only see a person for 15 minutes, and I have to go on, and I can't really make a diagnosis, and, you know, and then I have to charge X amount of dollars to the insurance company. So people aren't necessarily receiving the best health care, even though you do have health care providers who went into it for, you know, some went into it for a good reason, you know. Others, well, you know.
Yeah, we don't need to say it. We know.
I don't want to insult my friends in the health care industry.
it's very interesting. I mean, changes are happening. That was the whole his whole slogan, and he's doing it. I think that, I mean, I have really high hopes. Like you say, I'm an optimist, not a doom and gloomer, and I think we can make this transition that he is endeavoring to do.
Yeah, I believe so too. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at the first, as we say, we go into the first 100 days, but I'm looking into this, and, you know, there's going to be some controversy up front. There is going to be some challenges, and I'm just hoping that that people in general will keep the faith, because, you know, I see some manipulation through the media again, and I and through the legal system, and it's going to be a tough one. He's really facing, and it's going to be right up front. It's going to go. It's almost like in 3 month increments. It's okay, you know, let's catch him in June, July, August, and then okay, back off and see what happens, and then again there'll be. There's going to be strikes, and it's almost as if to wear him down. And fortunately, this is a very, very strong man, but it's a tough one. And what he's facing is just basic greed, you know.
Right.
You know, wow. And that's what he's opposing. And it's just wonderful that this man, what I see in his chart, and what I see here with the Constitution is, you know, he's really, really focused on, okay, we need to hold back, no more excesses, you know. We need to, you know, it's a little bit of humility here, and okay, that's not a bad thing. You know, I have no problem with that. It's great,
right.
You know, but
well, Joan, our time is pretty much up, but boy, it sure has been interesting. You know, I'm speechless, honestly. quite a lot of information you've shared tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's amazing. So, yeah, I want to remind everyone who we're talking to tonight. Her name is Joan King, and we've been talking about astrology and Obama and the Constitution. And you want to give out your website one more time?
Yes, it's www.psychicwindow.com, all one word. It's psychicwindow.com.
Cool. Well, thank you, Joan. It was great. I'll have to have you back on again when you do some more research.
Okay. I'd love to. Thank you, Preston.
Thank you. Well, everyone, that's our show for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and we've been listening to UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. And our guest tonight has been Joan King, professional astrologer. We've been talking about Barack Obama and the U.S. Constitution. If you want some more information, please visit her website at www.psychicwindow.com. Psychicwindow.com, all one word. Okay, well, that's it, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you can join us next week when we bring on another amazing guest to talk about UFOs and the paranormal on VBS Radio. Until then, have a wonderful evening and a great week. Bye now.